Welcome back to our Spirit of America special edition news magazine for part two of our segment with Knoxville veteran and veteran advocate Michael Brayman.
Yeah, continuing our conversation here with Michael Brayman as part of our Spirit of America special edition news magazine. Michael, you mentioned, you know, with the advocacy you've done for veterans and being there to support them, you know, for those that have maybe been on the same path of you that have struggled to transition to civilian life, what do you kind of tell them, or kind of how have you maybe helped some of them in the past trying to find their purpose?
You know, get involved. Get involved in the veteran organization, the VFW, the American Legion, or just your community in itself. There's other great nonprofits I know here in our community anyway. You got the Noon Kiwanis, you got the Rotary Club. So being involved, the chambers are a great asset for, you know, business owners and some small business owners. It just being involved in something, getting you out of the house, and, you know, because the worst thing a veteran can have if they've been deployed is sitting around doing nothing and staying isolated, because then you get your own thoughts, especially with what's going on in the world today with all these riots and protests. And, you know, a lot of veterans are upset about that because they see the American flags burning and you got a Mexican flag flying over a car. A lot of veterans don't like that sight. I know I don't. I don't do politics. I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, but what I do know is I'm very patriotic, and when I see that stuff happening in our country, I'm very disgusted, because, you know, I have fought for the rights for our Constitution and for free speech. However, when it comes to desecrating our flag and waving another country flag on our home soil, I'm not okay with that. So.
Yeah, and I know also in the past, too, that you've advocated at the national level for different legislation on that. And not to get too political or in the weeds on that too much, but why is it important for people like you and other veterans to advocate for different legislation?
Because every veteran has their own story. Everybody has their own path. Every veteran's different. They all had a different path. And you know, as you're a leader, at some point in time in the military, you were a leader over something, and you have leadership skills, and advocating and standing up for your soldiers back then can transpire to the civilian life by advocating and supporting our veterans, our children, we have a voice and we know how to use it. So I'd encourage the veterans to do so. One of the bills is the Major Richard Starr Act that I've been advocating for years. Now they're calling it the Wounded Warrior Tax is what's happening. You know, if a veteran served 17 years, 18 years in the military, and they were injured in Afghanistan or Iraq or in a combat zone, they were medically retired, not medically discharged, medically retired, do you know they don't get another retirement? Because it comes into your check. So it'll show you, you know, you get paid, but then it goes out of your check because you can't collect your disability and your retirement at the same time if you're served under 20 years. Now, if you serve over 20 years, you get both of those benefits. But that veteran who got blown up or got injured in a combat zone should be entitled to those years of services that he gave his country on, because there's two different benefits. One's longevity of pay, and the other is, being injured on duty. So, you know, I think it's huge to advocate for that. And one of the other things I'm advocating now, I'm involved in the Foster Squad. It's an organization that helps foster families across the state of Iowa and kinship families. We offer training. I'm on the board of directors for this organization. Great group of people. They're offering training, like I said, for foster families. Support groups for foster families. They're getting ready to launch an Equip Hub, which is an online marketplace for anybody, or, you know, like church organizations or anybody, to go in there and donate items such as baby clothes, baby cribs, furniture, and other items. And these foster families and kinship families can go in there and get these items for free because they're donating them. And I'll be honest, the last 5 years, all my kids came to me with just the clothes on their back. Me and my wife had, you know, we went out and purchased baby cribs, baby clothes for the other kids, shoes, you name it, we purchased it. So this is going to be a great resource for foster families and kinship families across the state of Iowa. And another thing, they're doing Operation Santa, which is going to be, yeah, I think is really, really unique. And I think it's rewarding for foster kids. You know, foster kids come in the system and they're traumatized. They just got ripped away from everything. And by having Operation Santa, you're able to go to a location with, say, your foster family, and have your biological parents come with you, and you'll have Santa Claus there, and each foster kid will receive a gift from Santa. And I just think it's great. It's showing, you know, the main thing in foster care as a foster parent, the biggest thing is you want the kids to reunify with their parents. That's the main goal, the reunification with parents. So, and when you're able to bring the foster families and the biological parents together with these children, because it takes a village to raise a child, it really does. And if you can be that support for that child with their parents and guide the parents in the right path, right way, it can be very rewarding, and it has been. I mean, we're still in contact with majority of our foster kids that came through our house, and with their parents. We go to birthday parties, we, you know, holidays, and being invited. So, and knowing that we're making a difference really pays off. So,
well, Michael, kind of before we close, and of course, thank you for your service and all that you've done here in Marion County. But just, you know, this kind of segment really coincides with Independence Day, 4th of July. You know, just ways people in Marion County and Knoxville that have not served, that have not been in the military, can support veterans and can support people that have served and just, you know, honor them for what they've done.
I'd say just thank them. If you have a veterans organization in town, stop by. You know, donate to your veterans organizations, because the veterans organizations is what's making the difference. It's not just, I don't want to downsize other veteran nonprofits, but where the work's being done, it's the American Legion, DAV, VFW, and all these veterans organizations. They're the ones going to Congress, and they're the ones lobbying on bills, and they're the ones pushing for action to get the benefits that our veterans deserve. So if you can thank a veteran, support a veterans organization, that would be the time to do it.
That's Michael Brayman joining us on our Spirit America Special Edition News Magazine. Thanks, Michael.
Yep, thank you.
Once again, that was Knoxville veteran and veteran advocate Michael Brayman joining us for part two of our two-part segment on our Spirit of America Special Edition News Magazine.